The Gamer's Haven. Snippets. Mini reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
We are back. This time I am joined with Jeremy and Robin for another snippet review, this time of Rio Grande Games' Fast Flowing Forest Fellers board game. It is a wet and wild racing game for 2 to 5 players, ages 8 and up.
It's kind of like Robo Rally Lite, but with,
yes,
like, logmen.
I think the age point is... It's very accurate.
8+.
8 and up, I think it works fine with them. Mainly because, obviously, small pieces. Don't want younger kids eating the small pieces.
Right.
But essentially, it's you have a team of loggers, and the point is to get across the... basically down the river and across the finish line. But essentially, you take your teams of loggers across the river, and you do so by playing movement cards that are designated the color of whatever logger characters you have.
And we have male and female.
And there are male and female ones, and for some reason the female cards have squirrels on them.
Yeah, we can't figure out why.
Don't know why, but apparently the women attract squirrels.
And both the men and women have cleavage.
Yes, but it's very cartoonish.
So it's 30 minutes of play.
Yeah, which is, you know, somewhat accurate. the thing that sort of appeals to me is just you have... a lot of different boards you can use, and you can sort of build your own track, more or less, which is kind of nice, because there are the basic boards, and there are some advanced ones, which are a bit more involved.
I don't think there's quite enough strategy.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, 8 and up, so...
Yeah, it's not like Gold Digger, where there's...
Yeah, if you're wanting a huge amount of strategy, this is not the game for you.
Now, I would like to say, though, the boards could be used as river pieces in MechWarrior, mm-hmm, in D&D...
You mean BattleTech, basically.
Or BattleTech, excuse me. BattleTech, because it's already hexed.
Yeah.
Or you could just say, screw the hexes and just make them squares.
Right.
You could use it in D&D, Deadlands, anything.
In Deadlands, it's much easier to use it that way.
Because they're river tiles, so they would be great for that.
Oh, yeah. And honestly...
For kids, it'd be
okay. For kids, I have no problem with it. It's a very basic game. I don't think the learning curve isn't too huge. The rules take up a mighty, you know, 2 pages. Ultimately, not bad.
The weird black versus gray, though.
Yeah. I think ours must have had some sort of a misprint. There's a black piece for both men and women. There's black, yellow, green, blue, and red, I think.
Yeah.
Is all of them. There are different movement cards for women and the women and male characters.
So said, I don't really understand why you even need that. You could just have figures.
Well, I understand that is just a, so you don't know who's moving, that sort of thing. So it limits your movement. Pushing around there are logs that you can use to push around guys. You can push guys downstream. And do various things, or rapids and currents and various things. But I found obviously near the end it got kind of interesting because we were all shoving each other down the down current, which is kind of funny.
If you get far enough behind, though, you can't catch up.
That is true.
It would take a lot.
It became very apparent that Robin was going to win.
Yeah, we couldn't catch up.
Ethan and Jeremy were too busy pushing each other back.
Yes. And Robin was like, do-do-do-do-do, and win.
So it might be a fun little family game. Yeah. I don't know if I'd play it. Just
like it's something I'd bust out at a party with little kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you have more advanced players, bust out Robo Rally instead.
And randomly, the jokers are beavers.
Yes, the jokers are beavers.
With logs.
With logs. But what else are beavers going to do?
I don't know.
So, you know, it's again, it's Fast Flowing Forest Fellers from Rio Grande Games. You can visit their website. In fact, visit our website, and you'll find links to them and to the product.
This has been a snippet mini-review from the Gamers Haven Podcast. For more information on the products mentioned, please visit our website at CanadianCrusaders.com.